From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. A shooting at a Fort Myers club early this morning has left two teenagers dead, with 19 victims altogether treated at area hospitals. Lee Memorial Health System held a press conference this morning. WGCU's Amy Tardiff was there and has the latest update on the condition of victims.
Lee Memorial Hospital held a press conference this morning in regards to the patients who came in from the shooting overnight at the teen club that was in Fort Myers on Evans Avenue. What they were able to tell us was that there were two deceased, one at the scene and one at Lee Memorial Hospital. One patient was also taken to Cape Coral Hospital, one to Gulf Coast Hospital as a follow-up. One may have been taken to Health Park Hospital, but they're not sure. Four remain at Lee Memorial Hospital. Two are in fair condition, two are in critical condition, and they say that 19 people were seen in total. Many of those, the police are now saying, Fort Myers police are now saying that many of those people who were taken to the hospital or went on their own left before they could speak with law enforcement, and Fort Myers police are asking that those folks please contact Fort Myers police so that they can be interviewed. Lisa Scarlatta, the chief administrative officer at Lee Memorial, said that there were it was a whole team effort, and that the patients were all within the ages of 12 to 27 years old, but would not tell us more about the patients who remain in the hospital. We do know that the deceased were 18 years old and 14 years old.
So, as you mentioned, we do know the identities of the deceased, but so far no other victims' identities have been released at this time?
That's correct.
And as you mentioned, some folks were treated and have gone home. Can we speak to perhaps the range of injuries that were suffered? From what I understand, it was from minor to critical.
At the hospital, they were very tight-lipped about talking about injuries, but Dr. Drew Mikuleshik, who's a trauma surgeon there, did not treat any of the victims, but was able to talk about them. What he was willing to say was that there was definitely gunshot wounds and that one person was taken to the operating room, but because of HIPAA laws, that's about all he would say. The person who is in critical condition, or the two people who are in critical condition, are in ICU because they have potentially life-threatening injuries. But that it's hard to determine what's a gunshot wound, what's other kind of trauma, because a lot of wounds, he said, do look similar.
Understood. And just to reiterate, for those folks who maybe were treated and released earlier this morning but didn't speak with law enforcement, those folks are encouraged to get in touch with the Fort Myers Police Department.
They are encouraged because there is information they might have that could be vital to this investigation. Earlier, the police release information that they had spoken or detained some folks, but they have said that they have not arrested anybody yet. What's also interesting that Dr. Drew Mikuleshik mentioned, or he was asked if he, you know, if he could put on a scale of things in the Southwest Florida area what he'd seen. He said, you know, he's been here a while, and he did sort of wax poetic, he said, about this incident. And I want to play for you something that he said in the press conference, if you could listen to it now, how he put this on a scale of kind of 1 to 10.
I've seen worse, but for it to be in our community, I think everybody feels a little bit of shock. This is not something we're used to. We do have our own little knife and gun club, not in this type of volume. I've been here for now 17 years. In terms of gunshot wound victims, this is the worst I've ever seen it.
As you hear, he's saying that this is a pretty serious incident, and incidents like this that the trauma team does prepare for. They do train, I think, monthly, they said, exercises. They're not calling this the mass casualty. Obviously, it was not, but it was definitely a trauma alert that they were well prepared for. They had trained recently, but they did not, luckily, have to call in more trauma team members to deal with it. They were prepared. They had the team members they needed on hand last night.
And that was WGCU's Amy Tardiff speaking to us following a press conference at Lee Memorial Hospital this morning. Thanks so much, Amy.
Thank you.